We're joined right now by an outside linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals, coming off an absolutely enormous game. Five sacks, three forced fumbles in Sunday's win over the Giants. The first player since 2002 to have five sacks and three forced fumbles in the same game. 49 tackles, 10 sacks, four passes defended, three forced fumbles this season. He was the 13th overall pick in 2017 out of Temple. He is the recipient of the Snickers chain as the hungriest player of the week. Hassan Reddick is my guest. Hassan, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to visit with you. I've got to ask, when you're coming off a game like that on Sunday, can you take me back to before the game? What were you thinking and feeling going into that game? Did you have any idea that you had something like that or something special in you going into the game?
Man, going into the game, I had set a goal, and that was just to get one. I went a couple weeks without a sack, and I definitely knew I needed one this week, but five, I did not know that was going to happen. It was crazy, man, crazy.
I mean, crazy. Five sacks, three forced fumbles. There was a stretch in the second half where it seemed like you were completely unblockable and you were getting to the quarterback nearly every single play. Like, what's it like when you're in the middle of a zone like that?
It's crazy because just like you said, I felt unblockable. I felt like they just couldn't stop me, and I just wanted to keep going. Like, how many more can I get? Can I get more? And they just kept racking up, piling up one after another.
I mean, when you're in a zone like that and you're getting that many that quickly, at some point, did you even know how many you had? I mean, were you clearly aware, like, all right, I got two, I got three, I got four, or do you lose track?
No, I wasn't even keeping count. I didn't know that I had five until after the game was over. One of our PR guys came over, talked to me. I didn't even know I had broke the franchise record until he had told me. So once he told me that, I was filled with all kind of joy.
Right.
All kind of joy, man.
Or done something that had not been done since 2002. Hassan Reddick is my guest. When you talk about doing something like that, and there's a number of reasons why you'd be filled with joy, but when you have five sacks and three forced fumbles in a game, it's special no matter where you do it, but you're from New Jersey. Was it a little more significant or special to do it closer to home?
Yeah, it definitely was. Because playing for the Cardinals, when we play home in the desert, more times than not, the game doesn't come on TV back home, So being so close to home, the game was on TV, and all my family got to watch. Friends from back home got to watch, And I just seen them sending me highlight after highlight after highlight through text message or through social media. All my family and friends cheering me on. So to do it at home was amazing.
Hassan Reddick is joining us. At the end of that game, you were pretty emotional. Can you give me a sense, like, what kind of thoughts and feelings were running through you in that moment?
Like I said, I was filled with joy. I was blessed, I felt blessed because it's not – the next time we may see somebody have this performance, it could be a long time, and the fact that it was me, myself, it just seemed crazy to me and to think about my journey and everything that I've been through, to hit the goal – that I had set for this year with being a full-time outside linebacker this year to hit that goal, especially in one day, for the most part, it was crazy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's about the journey. It really is about the journey, which I'll get to in a minute, but I want to ask you this. Now you're sixth in the league in sacks. You're getting a lot of run as a Pro Bowl candidate. What would it mean to you to get voted into the Pro Bowl?
It would mean a lot. That's something that, the fans – and people, around the country and world get to vote for. So, to get that type of recognition, it'd be crazy. Another great accolade to put on my resume and something that I'm hoping to get.
Hassan Reddick is joining us. When we talk about your journey, so people understand the journey and they're aware of it. You were a defensive back in high school, and then you walked on in college after dealing with injuries in high school. So what were the early days in college like for you?
My early days, started off playing, DB, cornerback and safety, but wasn't getting much play time, ended up changing my position to linebacker, inside linebacker for like one game. And then after that game ended up going to defensive end, You know, being a 215, 220-pound defensive end in college, where I played the rest of my career at in college. You know, just each year I got better at it, learning how to rush the passer on a college level. Each year I got better at it, and, you know, that helped boost me, boost my grade to a first-round grade for the NFL draft.
See, I think it's one thing to have those kind of challenges on the field, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, at one point, you actually walked on at Temple, and the story goes your family had to take out an additional loan just so you could be on the meal plan so you would not feel left out when the other players were eating. So when you look back on those days, and when you see where you are right now, and you see the sacrifices you made, the sacrifices your family made, how much pride is there in the way that you, in fact, everyone, battled for you to get to this spot?
Oh, man, it's crazy to look back on it, you know, because it just seemed like it was so many obstacles in my way that was just going to stop me, you know. It was almost like I wasn't supposed to be here. But, you know, it's crazy to be the, like, Snickers Hungriest Player of the Week, because during my whole career, I've just been hungry, you know. I just kept working, kept going, never letting anything stop me, not any coaches. Players, nobody, never letting anybody get in my way, and always overcoming the obstacles or whatever was thrown at me to get where I wanted to be.
So what about that Snickers chain? What about that? You get that for that performance. For those who do not know, exactly what is the chain and how good does it feel to have that chain?
Nah, it feels good. So, you know, Ben Baller, he made the chain, and it goes to a different player each week who had a crazy performance. I got it this week, and it's a good thing to have it, you know, because it lets me know that my hard work is paying off and that I'm being recognized. And that's all I really wanted was, you know, to show that I belong, to show that I could play outside linebacker on an NFL level. And with recognition like this, man, it just lets me know that I'm on the right path and that I got to continue to work. Continue to stay hungry and continue to progress.
Hassan Reddick, my guest. Before I let you go, there's two really important things. One point that you just made and something else I want to ask you. Like, it's one thing to have, quote, a crazy performance and get that recognition. It's one thing to have a huge game, but the fact is you had a huge game in a critical game for your team. The team had lost three straight going into that Giants game. So what's it mean to step up and have that kind of game when your team needed it most?
It means a lot. I always want to be a player that the team can lean on, you know. I always want to be a player that, you know, coaches feel comfortable calling my number, knowing that I could get the job done or that I'm going to be able to make the play. And to be able to spark my team and build momentum the way I did, you know, the energy on the sidelines was crazy, you know, from the players and the coaches. And to step up in a game that means so much, I just hope that we take this spark and we continue to, you know, stay on a roll, keep this momentum going so that we could continue to push and try to achieve our goal.
You know, and then in terms of being on the outside, you mentioned that a couple of times, and the journey that you and I are talking about, there were not just tough and challenging moments in college. There was certainly that, but there were tough and challenging moments also once you got to the NFL. Last season, D coordinator Vance Joseph moved you from the inside out to the edge. So then what has that transition been like for you, and what does that coach mean to you?
The transition has been wonderful, you know, because now I'm back to playing football the way that I know how, which is going around and, you know, and letting my talent take over instead of thinking so much, you know. So the fact that, you know, Vance understands that and put me in a position where I can be effective, you know, it means so much to me. And it's something that's worked out, you know. It's worked out for me, it's worked out for him, it's worked out for the defense and the team as a whole. So, you know, for us to come together and, you know, make that decision to move back and for it to work out the way that it has been is just phenomenal.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate the time so much. One last thought. You mentioned building on this. Hopefully you build on this and use this as momentum. You're fighting for a playoff spot. You've got three games to go. So how are you approaching the rest of the schedule?
The same way I approach it every week, you know. That's how can I be better than the last week, you know. Might be tough to top stat-wise, but just going out there, giving my all, and, you know, looking forward to helping the team and trying to make this push.
Dude, if you're better this week than you were last week and you had five sacks and three forced fumbles last week, I guarantee you will be on next week on this show once again. He is Hassan Reddick. He's an outside linebacker for the Cardinals. The recipient of the Snickers chain is the hungriest player of the week. Hassan, great to have you on. Congrats on that performance and nice to talk to you, man. Appreciate it.
Right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you as well.
Very nice. Hassan Reddick. What an amazing game he had. An amazing game and a good story. A really good story. 1-800-636-8686. Cards are still in this fight.